Ois Dalet. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu achar shetov besoid ze b'hakos atzur shaydeze nistalik. Moshe Rabbeinu, after he made a mistake regarding this secret, this deep item called the striking of the rock, which caused his death, as the Torah testifies that Hashem said to him, because you didn't trust in me, etc., therefore you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to die before the Jews go into Eretz Yisrael. We have to be positive that Moshe Rabbeinu certainly did complete tshuva for this mistake. And from that point in time onward, Moshe Rabbeinu was careful to make sure that every tefillah that he said was only with rachamim and tachnunim. As we see later on in the Chumash, when it says, "Voeschanan al Hashem, voisei leimar," I pleaded with Hashem. Loshnu rachmim v'tachnunim u'matnaschinam, k'ma shedosh razal, pleading, asking for a free gift, as the Gemara says. Ukemu v'sham b'hatorah anal posuk zeh, as Rabbeinu Zal himself, in this chapter 20 in Likutei Moran, quotes that posuk of Voeschanan as the example of real good tefillah. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos of pleading with Hashem. Good tefillos. Each one was pleading. And despite the fact that Hashem did not fulfill his request, and Hashem said to him, Rav Loch, enough! Certainly we must believe that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished an incredible amount with those tefillos. Even though we don't see his actual request being granted, those tefillos didn't go lost. These were 515 grand slams that Moshe Rabbeinu hit. And Moshe Rabbeinu certainly repented and repaired completely any defect that he had caused by striking the rock. And certainly through his passing away, through his death, Moshe Rabbeinu certainly did the tshuva. The dying was itself a major tshuva. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 20 in Likutei Moran, Shema shenechsar al yodom, nistakin al yodom, that which Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen caused a defect in, they certainly restored and repaired. Rav Nosson Zal says, Umishom mekablim ato koyach kol atzadik emes lahamshich Torah b'tikunim anal barachmim tachnunim ad shmamshichim kudosh aseret Yisrael umachzirinu meishim aliyodim et shuvah anal. And it's from Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, from their mistaken act, in a sense, of striking the rock and then correcting it through tshuva, through those 515 tefillos of pleading and everything, that's the source from which all tzaddikim draw this ability to know how to daven properly and to know how to draw a proper Torah which has Kiddush HaSeretz Yisrael in it, which has the ability to cause people to do tshuva. Ki HaTzadik HaGodol, because when a great tzaddik commits a certain fine type of mistake, it's for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, so that the tzaddik will be forced to do a spectacular tshuva, as is their way, she'al shgia p'chusa michut asayra oisim k'tshuva gedoil of rabamoid, where we know that tzaddikim, if they make the tiniest mistake, less thinner than a hair, they do super tshuva, v'ideze mizakin oisonu b'tshuva. And that's how they help Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Bebechinas, Elu divrei Torah she'ein odam oimed alein elam kein nichshal bohem. The Gemara makes a statement, there's a pasuk in Chumash where it refers to the Torah as machshela. The Torah is called machshela. Machshela means stumbling block. So the Gemara says, what do we mean? We mean that the only way that a person really acquires Torah is by stumbling on it, meaning that he's got to make mistakes, he's got to fall and hurt himself and repair himself. That's how he really acquires Torah, you know, in a super way. And as the Gemara says regarding Dovra Melech, there was no reason in the world for Dovid HaMelech to commit that act with Bathsheba. He wasn't into women, and he didn't have a problem with Tivus Rois. The whole reason why Hashem staged that whole situation was to teach Klal Yisrael the power of tshuva. That even the king of Klal Yisrael can Hashem make a mistake seemingly and do super, super terrible things seemingly and have the ability to bounce back from it and rise to the status of Moshiach, that level. As Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 22, Nikutei Moran. Ma kol shkein, Moshe Rabbeinu olav Hashem, how much more so when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, you can be sure that if the Torah presents a scenario where he committed a sin and did tshuva, he didn't commit no sins. He wasn't into sins. If we see that it appears as if he did a sin, it's only for us. It was only for the benefit of Klal Yisrael to show a display, to be able to teach on-site, you know, field work, showing exactly how the whole procedure of tshuva is done and to set the example and to tread that path out solid, to make it millions of times easier for any Jew after Moshe Rabbeinu who would want to do tshuva to have the ability to do tshuva. Alkein, therefore, ato, now, kol tikunenu, the entire tikun of Klal Yisrael, the whole tikvosenu, and our entire hope, lizkos l'tshuva, to ever be zeche t'tshuva, hu al yidei ha-toiro, shemamshichim ato ha-tzadiki emes, berachmim v'tachnunim, is only through the Torah, which tzadikim, the true tzadikim, bring into the world, using pleading with Hashem to get the Torah. V'lei b'bchinas keva gzela, not Torah which they grab from Hashem or steal from Hashem. V'ideze nimshach hisoyrus l'chol ha'poimim. This is what's able to inspire all those who have committed any types of defects, or l'chol bali averus, or all kinds of people who have done sins, shenekroim anshei chomos v'gazlonim kanal, who are called thieves and robbers, like we explained earlier, sinners, all of these characters have the ability to do tshuva through the Torah which the true tzaddikim bring into the world, where they brought it into the world through pleading with Hashem. This is the concept of the tikkun of stealing, correction of stealing. This is why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch talk about takonas hashovim bedavka when it comes to gzela, because Rav Nosson Zal just showed us on the highest religious levels, both in terms of tzaddikim and in terms of the most religious activity that a person could possibly do, tefillah and Torah, he showed us where there's a potential for stealing there and what the damage it's caused by it is, and how to correct it. That the correction of it revolves returning the gzela. In other words, this concept of restoring the damage that was done via this rachmin v'tachnunim, via this pleading. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, v'hine ha-toyroh ha-noiroh ha-zois, this awesome chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 20 of Likutei Moran, im omnom namra barum govei meroimim, even though it was spoken on the highest of levels, kimavar shom soid shkias hakos hatzurim, because Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in Likutei Moran is explaining one of the deepest questions in Judaism, that the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock, shehu bevatai dak min hadak, which is one of the finest points in religion, ki Moshe Rabbeinu bevadai yoda shetzrichim lespalel barachmim v'tachnunim. Because if anybody knew how to daven Tashem, if anybody knew that when you daven Tashem he's supposed to plead and everything, the master of tefillah, the grand master of tefillah was Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kasher nohag kol yomov, as we find he conducted himself throughout his whole life. Ubefrat b'cheto egel, especially when the Jews committed the crime of the golden calf, umeraglim when it came to the spies, shebikesh slach no lavoina mazek goydel chazdecha. The Torah documents his tefillah. The Torah shows that he pleaded, please. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's way of talking. V'chein harbe, and many other places in the Torah where we see that. Rak be'ez hakoas hatzur bilbalu oisoi hamisnagdim v'choyokim. However, at the time that he struck the rock, it was because there was mass confusion going on at the time. People were screaming at him, and people were against him. People were making fun of him. Let's go back to Egypt. What you do to us? There was a major rebellion being staged at the time. Dosan Vaviram and all of those characters were yelling and stirring up a whole rebellion at the time. Ad sheboli teitos, to the point where it was able to cause Moshe Rabbeinu to be off balance to a slight degree and be able to make a type of mistake in a sense. Kemoshe Kosu, as the Medrash says, ki ha'oshek yehul al chacham v'yoived eslev matono. The Medrash says on a pasuk in Koheles that oshek means crime. Crime can cause even a chacham to get confused. The Yoiva, the slave Matona, and lose his generous heart, Leiv Matona. Rav Nosson Zal says, Vezehu Shedosh Razal, the Medrash says, Le'inyan Hatu'uyois Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Lashon, that pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. That when Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to make a mistake, it wasn't on his own, it was because he was under unbelievable pressure at the time. The Yidden were going nuts and yelling, screaming, and making him crazy. That's what caused the possibility of a mistake. Vezehu ki ha'oishek yehul al chacham oishek daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the pasuk that the Medrash happens to pick for this. It uses this word oishek, which means stealing. That when stealing is going on, it could confuse a chacham. It really means confusion, like or bilbul. But the word it happens to choose is oishek. Ki kol rishusam umachla koisam shel dosam vaviram. Because the whole concept of Dosan Vaviram, all the trouble that they made, and all the trouble that Rishon make in general for Tzadikim, is all under this title of stealing, a bunch of thieves, a bunch of burglars. And this is what gave them the ability to cause a certain fine type of mistake on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, whereby he didn't follow the usual procedure that he always followed when he davened, but rather he made a mistake and he tried to draw Torah from Hashem. He tried to bring water from the rock. Water is Torah, by striking the rock rather than pleading with it. Vezehu v'yoivad eslev matono. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the exact words of the pasuk. Lev matona, a generous heart. Lev matona. Bechinas liboy shel Moshe. Look how the pasuk calls the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu lev matona. That's what he was all about. Shebevadai hoyodarkoi tomid lehispalil barachmim etachnunim. Moshe Rabbeinu always pleaded with Hashem. He was always asking Hashem for gifts. Not coming, demanding, you owe me this, it's rightfully mine. Ridiculous! Moshe Rabbeinu was Lev Matona. Validei ho'oishek v'hagezel. And as a result of the Yidden trying to grab, demanding things and insisting, we want this and we need this and we have to have this. As a result of all of that, hulalu chacham, they confused Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chinas Moshe, the chacham is Moshe, ad v'yoivad lev matona. They caused him to lose his knowledge, his awareness of asking for a gift. Meaning, lev matona daiko, b'chinas liboy shel Moshe, shel liboy hoya b'chinas lev matona, shebikesh v'hispalel tomid barachamim u'matnas chinam. Moshe Rabbeinu was always asking Hashem for matanot, as for a gift, never feeling that it was owed to him, coming to him. V'achshav, alidei ho'oishek shelahem, as a result of all the machloket going on at the time, and the burglary, the stealing that was going on by the Jews, grabbing and insisting and that kind of stuff, gamkein, to'o gamkein, this is what caused Moshe Rabbeinu chas v'shalom to also make a tiny kind of mistake, v'dochak es hashor, to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu forced something, shehu b'chinas oishek, which is called stealing. When somebody tries to grab something before its right time, or to take something by force, that's called stealing. Nimtza, she'ikar ha'toyra hazois nemra le'inyin tzadikim ha'gvoyim oid. So Rav Nosson Zal says, you can see by what we've told you so far, that this chapter on Likutei Moran is actually speaking to the greatest of tzaddikim. It's describing the greatest of tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's giving a lesson for super, super tzaddikim to know what to do and what not to do. Govoya me'al govoya, the highest levels. However, afal pikein tzorich kol echot lohoitzi mizoy satoira eitzoy samukoy slanashoy. Rabbi Mazal never addresses only the big tzaddikim. When he's speaking to everybody. And every single Jew learning that chapter in Likut Imran has to be able to derive advice for himself, to know how to conduct himself. Afilu hakoton shebiktanim, even the tiniest Jew. As Rabbi Nazar writes in chapter 61 on Likut Imran, Shemikol mokoim shelomdim, that a Jew, whenever he learns anything, no matter what he's learning, he has to see to it to be able to derive from his learning advice and guidance to know how to conduct his life. So when you're learning this chapter on Likut Imran, which is speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to know how to apply it to yourself. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, what we can derive from that chapter on Likut Imran is exactly what Rabbi Nazar writes there. V'ze l'shoinoi, and I quote, u'bishvil ze ein lo'odom litchoy kesatzmai al shum dover. Rabbi Nazar says over there, for this reason, a Jew is never allowed to demand or insist on something. Elo yivakesh b'tachnunim, but rather, he should plead, he should request it from Hashem in a pleading way. Im yiten Hashem yisbarach yiten, if Hashem will give this to me, wonderful. Ve'im lav, lav. And if Hashem chooses not to give it to me, then don't give it to me. V'chulu, etc., as it says over there. V'ze azhora al kol odom. Rav Nosson Zal says this is a warning for every single Jew. V'chein share ha-hagdomois ha-gdoishes ha-mavorim shon. And so too, the other introductions that Rabbi Nazar gives over there, the other lessons and advice that he presents over there, heim nitzrochim mo'oid l'kol odom horoitze leilech b'derech Hashem. What Rabbi Nazar writes there is extremely important and necessarily for any Jew that wants to be religious. So you're going to ask, but hold on a second. I'm lucky, I'm free. I don't give any shiurim. So how should this apply to me at all? He seems to be talking there about those people who are teaching Torah, not just teaching Torah, but teaching new concepts in Torah. They have to know how to pray for it, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal says here, Ki kol echot mi Yisrael tzorech lahamshich Torah b'chol yoin. Each and every single Jew is required to draw Torah to himself every single day. As we make a bracha in the morning every single day, Baruch Ato Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. We don't say Nosan HaTorah, past tense. Noisein. Noisein means present tense. That Hashem is giving me the Torah today, Thursday, February 9th, 19th. That a person shouldn't be a dried out piece of wood. In other words, he shouldn't be something from the past. And even a Jew who's not on a level to bring forth chidushim in Torah, to bring forth new revelations in Torah, here each and every one of us has to see to it at least to be learning every single day with a brand new desire. Now, if it's not possible for you to be introducing new ideas of Torah into the world, then at least your learning of the old ideas should be with a newness and a freshness, a brand new desire. Shezehu gam kein bechinas chidushei Torah. That's also called being mechadesh in Torah. When a Jew is learning, when a Jew is doing Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Tetzaveh, which he learned 35 times already, he's 35 years old, he's done it every year of his life, and he sits down to learn it with a brand new thirst and desire and a faith that he's going to come out with new ideas and new advice and everything, that's also called chidushei Torah. As I explain in another place in Likutei Halachos, that's how us lower level people are able to have a connection with Chidushei Torah. Gam kol mi shaloi mei Torah, yefsher shaloi yitztarech levayer eze biur pirush b'ma shaloi mei. And so too, Rav Nosson says, anybody that learns is going to have to explain or clarify certain items that they're learning. And therefore, when a person is going through all of this, he must follow the advice that's written in that chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 20. The Hainu, which is Sheyeda, that the person should realize Ki Ikre Shleimus Halimud Hu Sheyamshech Liatzmai Diburim Chamim Kigach Leish, that what's called learning Torah for real is when the person is learning Torah, where every word that he's learning is like a burning hot coal. He's on fire, and the Torah that he's learning is fire. Sheyilmoid im chamimus vehislavus tikdusha. Not to learn like again some intellectual bozo who's reading a newspaper, you know, not to be learning chumash or medrash or kabbalah like a person who's like he's reading the afternoon newspaper, but rather that the limud should be with a hislavus, with a fire, with a, in Yiddish they say, with a brem. Vetzorich lishpoich liboy kamayim lefanav yisborach, and the person has to pour out his heart to Hashem in tefillah like water, spill out his heart like water. Ad sheyamshich milev ho'elyoin diburim chamin kegach le'esh, to the point where he zoichet to draw from Hashem, from the heavenly heart, words that are fire. In other words, hot coal, like hot coals. Validei kein yamshich biyurei haTorah gam kein misham kama shekos hasham. And if a Jew prays to Hashem with fire, then the Torah that he draws down from Hashem is a Torah of fire. There's a pasuk, Haloi koi dvorai ko'esh num Hashem. My words are like fire. But again, 99% of Jews that are learning, their Torah is ice cubes. Period. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that if a Jew goes about it the right way, if a Jew begs Hashem, if a Jew activates a warmth in his own heart to scream to Hashem and beg Hashem for Torah, then the type of Torah that Hashem sends him is a Torah that's alive and it's fire, real fire. It's a Torah that can take frozen Jews and bring them back to life and pour heat, give them the heat that they need to become unfrozen, unclogged. Vetzorech lizoher ma'oid ba'azhor ha'anal. Rav Nosson Zal says, however, a person has to be extremely, extremely careful regarding the warning that Hashem gives there. Livli lidchoikes ha'shor. Not to force the issue, not to insist. Shelo yishtamesh im ha'mateyoiz. Not to use a stick. Shehem ha'maisim toivim, which is his good deeds. Not to come before Hashem with a baseball bat, asking Hashem, give me that, give me Torah, give me fire. And what's his baseball bat? His baseball bat is his list of good deeds that he's done, all the mitzvahs and everything that he's done, which he wants to show Hashem, look how big a tzaddik I am, Hashem, you have to give me Torah. Bishul hamshoch hasator, not to do that. Rak lahachnia eshora alidei b'chinas matayoyiz, but rather only to use the baseball bat to suppress the evil inside of himself or the people that he's teaching. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that a person who's teaching Torah to a tzibur, tzibur is tzadikim beinonim rishoyim. Some of the people that he's going to be teaching have bad qualities or other things, and part of his responsibility is to suppress their bad qualities. How? It takes strength. It takes a certain degree of power. There, he can use the power of his good deeds. When he's addressing the people that he's teaching, and he's trying to suppress or eliminate the ra inside of them, there, he's allowed to talk tough sometimes when he has to. And even then, it's got to be with tremendous caution and knowledge and care. But when this tzaddik is turning around, when this teacher is turning around to Hashem to ask Hashem to give him Torah, he better bury his stick. There's no way in the world you stand before Hashem with any baseball bat, with coming with a claim to show your good deeds or your mitzvahs or your this. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol echot mi Yisrael afilu hagorua shebegruim. Each and every single Jew, even the worst of the worst, bevadai yeshloi eizem eisem toivim, certainly has done some good deeds. As Rabbein Zal discusses in chapter 282 of Likutei Moran, that every single Jew has an oidmat, a little bit of good, in which he's not a rosha. And when a Jew wants to approach holiness, and he wants to learn, and he wants to do mitzvahs, the habal dover roitzel hapiloi meiribu kilkulav hatsumim, and his yetzahara wants to block him from learning or doing mitzvahs. How? The Yetzirah says to him, look in the mirror, you mud pie, you ugly, disgusting, filthy, smelly. You're gonna sit down in front of Gemara. The Gemara can't stand the stench of you. For you to sit down in front of Gemara is an insult to the Gemara. Va'omer lo, the Yetzirah says to him, mi ato shetasek by Torah. Who are you to sit down and learn or to want to try to understand concepts of Torah? Achrei shekilkalta kol kach, after you've done so much damage and harm, when a person is getting that kind of message from his Yetzirah, azai tzorech levakesh ba'atzmoy ezan ekudas toivos, that's the time when he's supposed to look inside of himself and look for good points, sheze b'chinas matei ois shaloi, which is his baseball bat. The baseball bat that he's going to use to clobber the Yetzirah, who's trying to dissuade him from learning, or dissuade him from trying to come close to tzaddikim, by showing him the whole list of sins, take your baseball bat out and clobber him, smash his head off. Show him that I'm not interested. Not interested in all the bad. You want to show me all my bad? I'll be machnia all my bad by finding good points in me. I can show a lot of good that I've done that can cover up all the bad that I've done. And the person should not only use his own baseball bat, but he should also use the baseball bat of the tzaddikim that he's attached to. That again, it's always to say, I can't learn because I'm such a Russia. Who cares? I'm not alone. I'm plugged into a tzaddik who's done, for every million aveiros that I've done, he's done a trillion mitzvahs. So don't try to convince me that I'm so bad that I have no right to learn. I'm no silly nonsense. I'm plugged into a source of purity and goodness that can easily drown and overwhelm any bad that I've done. This can give him the ability to suppress and squelch, you know, the bad, all the bad. Bibchinas vo'oid ma'at ve'ein rosho v'zboinam tamakoymoy ve'einenu. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 22, that if you can find a little bit of good in a person, then vain Russia, he's no longer a Russia. This boinanta makoymoy, you'll analyze the place where he was at a minute ago, veinenu, he's no longer there anymore. Until you discovered a good point in him, you were able to say, ah, he's a Russia. The moment you discover a little bit of good, a drop of light can overwhelm a lot of darkness. However, despite the fact that the Jew has to use this baseball bat to suppress the ra, when this same Jew is standing before Hashem, davening, and pleading with Hashem, that Hashem should give me the ability to understand the Torah, I should be zecher to understand really, really well what I'm learning, or I should even be zecher to have the privilege of bringing forth new ideas in Torah, and especially a Jew who's responsible to teach others or to lecture publicly, when he's standing in front of Hashem, the only way he's allowed to daven to Hashem is pleading, begging. He shouldn't dare tell Hashem, you owe me, I've done these and these good deeds, I deserve. And he shouldn't force the issue, he shouldn't say, I must have it, I need it now, it shouldn't be demanding. But rather, if Hashem is willing to open my brain and give me the ability to understand it, good. And if not, I'll wait. If Hashem says it's not yet the time, then I'll wait. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll ask tomorrow again. But never demanding and insistent in a way where if it looked to you like Hashem isn't answering you, then I guess Hashem went on vacation. That kind of attitude, Chas v'Shalom. Ois Zayin, Rav Nosson Zal says, because regarding this concept of the problem that's caused by a person trying to force something or a person trying to make something happen before its right time, this is something which trips up many people, gedolim uktanim, great people and small people, low people. ad shenoigea hapegam gam betzadikim gedoilim v'noiroim, to the point where this pegam ends up even affecting great, awesome tzadikim, that they get caught in this mistake of trying to make something happen before its right time, or trying to push too hard, to be too insistent regarding certain items. Bebechinas, as was mentioned in the pasuk that we quoted earlier about Moshe Rabbeinu, ki ha'oishek yuhulal chacham. Oishek means stealing, can even trap a chacham. This concept of stealing, trying to grab something by force, or grab it before its right time, this pigam even traps gedolim. Ki kol ho'averois va'pigomim shel kol pali avero rachmon etzlan nimshach rak mibechinas doichekes hashor. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, all sins and pigamim, pigam means something that's less than a sin, a defect, not a whole sin, a half a sin, a third of a sin, that are performed are caused based on this doichekes hashor. A person wants something before its right time. She'enoi roitzer lahamtin, where the person isn't willing to wait for when Hashem feels is the right time. Ki ein hayetzahoro motzui elo l'shaitoi, kamo isham razal. There's a very famous quote in the Gemara where the Gemara says that the Yetzahara is only there on a timer. He only comes to a person on a timer. He's allowed to bug you for 10 minutes, 13 minutes, 21 minutes, 2.5 days, and that's it. He's put on a timer. If you can wait him out, he leaves and you won the battle completely. The only issue is if you're able to contain yourself and wait. That's the test. V'im ho yamamtin eiza shor, if the person would be willing to wait the proper amount of time, ho yozeche ba'olam hazeh va'olam haba, the person would be successful in this world and in the next world. U'kemoisham razal, as the Gemara makes a very famous statement, oison matzois shehitzil beisur, the same bedspread that she spread out for him in a forbidden way, hitzioloi beheter, he ended up getting it the next day in a kosher way. The Gemara tells a story about a certain woman, an illicit woman, with one of the rabbis of the Gemara, a whole story where he almost got trapped into committing a sin with her, and he was able to contain himself, and she saw his holiness. She went to his rabbi, begged that the rabbi convert her. She knows, because she saw that this student was able to contain and control himself and not commit a sin with her, she ended up asking, going to his rabbi, having him convert her kosher 100%, and this student ended up marrying this same woman 100% kosher. So the Gemara says the same thing that she was offering him in sin, if he would have taken it 2 weeks before, it would have been a sin, he would have lost his whole Olam Haba and everything. Because he held out, he ended up getting the same beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman in a kosher way. 100% kosher, mitzvah, no problem. Because he passed the test of waiting. V'chein harbe, and there's many examples like this in the Torah. V'zeh ikar hachet v'hapigam shel odom arishon. This is, Nosson Zal says, this was the main crime and pigam of odom arishon. Shelohimtin im zivugoi ad leil Shabbos, where he wasn't able to control himself and to wait with having relations with Chava until Shabbos would begin. If he was created on Friday, if he would have been able to wait until Shabbos to have relations, it would have brought about a whole tikkun for the world, and he wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, whole bunch of things that wouldn't have happened. V'loy dai bozeh, not only did he fall victim to that, rak rotzo tekef leide kol hayediyos shoyin elomim menu. But on top of that, Adam Rishon wanted to know, wanted to understand everything that was hidden from him right away. He wasn't willing to wait, but rather he wanted to eat from the Eitz Hadas so that he'll get all that knowledge instantly. Shezeh hoyo ikar hasosas hanochash. That was the main seduction of the snake. Kima shekosu, as the nochosh said to them, v'hiyisem kelikim yoidei toivora. If you eat from this tree, you'll be just like Hashem, knowing good and bad. You'll understand good and evil completely. Nimtza shedochak es hasho b'chol habechinois. So if you look in the Sifrei Kabbalah and the other Sfarim that explain the Pegam of Adam Harishon, you see that what it boils down to was this issue. He wasn't able to wait. That's all it was. It's not that what he did was wrong. What he did was right. It just wasn't right for them. If he would have waited, he would have gotten all of that knowledge automatically, and the world would have gotten the whole ticket. Nimtzo shedochak hasashor b'chol habechinois. And as the Pasuk says about Adam HaRishon, Evil b'yoim yoidea kasoi, a fool on that day understands his anger. Knows a fool gets angry and he wants it today. He doesn't want to wait for anything, that kind of thing. And this Pasuk it's brought is written about Adam HaRishon. Kemo shedosh razal Pasuk zeal Adam HaRishon. That the foolishness ones that he wanted it then in an unkosher way. Whereas if he could have waited, it would have been the same thing would have been kosher later. Uchsiv, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, Ktsar apayim yase ivelus. A person who has a short temper will perform foolish deeds. The foolishness is the short fuse that he's not willing to wait. Vafilu im hoyo koyveish tavosoi v'loy hoyo echel meitzadas. And even if Adam Rishon would have controlled himself and not eaten from the Eitzadas, Gam Kein Hoyotzorich Lahamtin LeYeshua Hashem. In addition to that, he was required to wait for the Yeshua of Hashem. Ulehispalel Betachnunim Ad Shehoya Masig Mashayemuchan Lahasig. And he was supposed to pray to Hashem until he would be Zeicha to get to the levels of understanding that he was supposed to achieve. You know, the high, high levels of knowledge. Vahu ozil bosaribcha, whereas Adam HaRishon did the opposite. Sheloi kovash tavosoi, he did not conquer his own desires. Veloi rotzo lahamtin, and he wasn't willing to wait. He wanted instant das, eat from the tree and become a bar das right away. Af gam rotzo leidau lahasik miyad kol hayadiyas hanelomois. He also wanted to understand immediately all the knowledge that was hidden from him. V'ze b'chinas ha-pegam shel kol ha-mechakrim. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the pegam of all these scientists and philosophers, those types of people, you know, the knowledgeable people who are looking for worldly knowledge, shelo shavru ta'avosam klal, who have not worked on themselves to conquer their own physical desires, v'roitzen tekef leida ha-koil, and prior to having conquered their physical desires, they want to be able to understand everything. They want to understand creation. They want to understand the sun and the moon and how everything in the world works. Asher be'emes yefsher leida shum hasoga amitius. Whereas the truth is, it's impossible for a human being to achieve any real understanding of Hashem, any real depth of knowledge about Hashem and about creation and everything. Kiim kishemishabrim tavosoi, unless the person is prepared to first make a mensch out of himself, become a person who conquers all of his tivus. He works on his tivus, and he masters them. Kimoi ovoi soilam, like Avram Avinu did, and Yitzhak Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of those tzaddikim. It wasn't until they first proved themselves to be supermen in terms of being in control of their desires and midos. That's when the heavens opened up for them, and Hashem revealed Himself to them. They were zecha to, you know, those super high levels of knowledge and understanding. V'achakach tzrichim laharbois b'tfila v'tachnunim. And after the person succeeds in conquering his tivos, then he has to pray a lot. V'loy yidchoikes hashor, and not to force the issue, not to be insistent. Rak lehispalel harbe b'tachnunim, but rather to daven a lot, pleading to Hashem, v'yivakesh matnas chinam, and to beg Hashem for a free gift, for freebie, ad yirachem Hashem, until Hashem will decide to have pity on him and do what he wants, give him what he wants. V'al kein, and therefore, oisches afilu hatzadikim hagedolim ma'oid ma'oid schusam yagun aleinu. Rav Nosson Zal says even the very great tzadikim shogu bozeh, made mistakes regarding this. The im nedakdek bozeh, if we'll study this carefully, Nimtza will find shekol hapigomim shechoshvu razav al gdoilei atzadikim obay soilam, that all the different things that are listed in the Gemara, in the Torah, as pigomim by the biggest of tzadikim, kulam hoyu bebchina zois, they were all in this category, in this issue, shelefi bchinas kedushasam dochaku es hashoah, whereby based on their high level of kedusha, they were trying to push something before its right time. Let's take, for example, Avram Avinu, Sheomar Bamo Eda Ki Roshenu. When Hashem told him that your children are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael, and Avram Avinu said to Hashem, how do I know? Show it to me. Could you show me that the Sheikar HaPegam VaHashkiyo Shoyadoichik Es HaShoah. Rav Nosnal says the main mistake over there was the fact that Avram Avinu was trying to force the issue to make it happen now. Because as soon as Hashem had promised him about the fact that his family was going to inherit Eretz Yisrael, he wanted it to happen immediately, to go into effect immediately. And he wanted Hashem to show him immediately exactly how they're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Because this is a very important rule. Shekol ovoy sa'olam. Histaklu al haketz so achroin sheyisacher ma'oid. All the forefathers of the Jews looked into the future. They looked to see when Mashiach's going to come and when everything's going to be bright and rosy. And they saw sheyisacher ma'oid, that it's going to be delayed for a long time. It's going to take a long time. Whereas they wanted to achieve it immediately. They wanted to make it happen right away. That was Avram Avinu's question when he was asking, how do I know that my children are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Because he saw into the distance with his Ruach HaKodesh, she'af al pi she'Yisrael yichbishu Eretz Yisrael, that despite the fact that the Jews are going to get the land of Eretz Yisrael, avol achar kach yiglu misham, but afterwards they're going to be evicted from there, they're going to be chased out. Eretz Yisrael lo yiyeh biyodam, and the land of Eretz Yisrael will not remain in their possession. V'teorei chagolus moed, and the golus is going to take a long, long time. Alkein rotzo litchoik es hashoah, therefore, he wanted to try to force the issue. Shashem Yisbarach Yodiyah Lo Yitekef HaKetz Achroin Eich Yiroshenu LeNetzach. He wanted Hashem to show me now how it's possible for the Jews to get Eretz Yisrael permanently. I know that they're going to get Eretz Yisrael, but I know that they're going to get it in a way that they're going to lose it right away. So that's not real. I want to see that final gula. Show me that. That's what Avraham Avinu was asking for. Valkein Pogam Bozeh. Therefore, this was considered a pigam because it wasn't yet the time. Ki osur lidchoik es hashoah, because a Jew is not allowed to try to make something happen before its right time. Ubifrat, especially beinyan haketz ha'achroin, when it comes to discussing the coming of Moshiach, the final end, shehu ketz haplois, which is called the wondrous end, where it's forbidden for any Jew to try to push it, to try to make it happen before the right time. We find, for example, when it came to the Jews going out of Mitzrayim, it's brought that Shevet Ephraim, some of them, 22,000 of us, a large number of them, tried leaving early, and they got to the land of the Pelishtim, and the Pelishtim cut them to pieces. They killed them. Why? Because they tried to leave before the right time. And this is also the concept of the false Moshiach, Rachman Islam, that Klal Yisrael had hundreds of years ago, where again people tried to announce the Geula before the right time, and we find that it caused all kinds of sorrows and tragedies for Klal Yisrael, Rachman Islam. V'chein Yaakov, Rachman Islam says, so too the example of Yaakov Avinu. Omar, at one point Yaakov Avinu said, Nistero Darki Me Hashem. Hashem doesn't see everything I'm doing. He's not looking at all my mitzvahs. It's like he's ignoring me. Here I've done so many great things for Hashem, and it's like Hashem doesn't see anything. Hashem is treating me as if I didn't do anything good. Chas v'shalom implying that he deserved to have things go great for him already, to have things, you know, wonderful already. Kemoshem Razal, as the Gemara says, Shezer Hoyo HaPegam Shaloi. This was a pegam on the part of Yaakov Avinu. Machmas Sherot Tzoroisov HaMerubim. Because of the fact that Yaakov Avinu was seeing the tremendous tzoros that he was having, Mei Esov Umi Lovon, Bifrat Tzoros Yosef, and especially the suffering of having his closest son taken away from him for so many years, V'hoyotzorech alzeh rak lehispalel berachamim v'tachnunim l'chnei Hashem Yisborach. And what Yaakov Avinu should have done was to simply plead and beg to Hashem. U'bevadai also kein Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu certainly did do that. He certainly did plead. V'hispalel bevadai harbe. He certainly davened a lot the right way. Avol me'oitzim tzoroisov. But as a result of the incredible tzoros that he was going through, Bilboloi datoi hakdoisha, his holy das got confused at one point, ad sheomar nistero darkim Hashem, to the point where it got him to let these words out of his mouth. Look at this, Hashem isn't even looking at me. You know, Hashem doesn't even see what I'm doing. Chas v'shalom. V'loi himtin ki dochak esosho lefi bechinas kedushosoi, because based on the holy, holy madrega that Yaakov Avinu was on, this was considered to be a bechina of doicheges hashol v'loihimtin koroi, and he wasn't able to wait the way that Hashem wanted him to wait, to be patient and patient and patient with Hashem.